sexual risk behaviors in a gendered context among youth in South Florida. So please join me in giving a warm welcome to Christy here to the podium.
Good afternoon, everyone. So I'm presenting some preliminary research from my dissertation. Okay. So the reproductive and sexual health of adolescents is a matter of national concern, especially considering risk behaviors that are associated with unintended pregnancies and HIV/AIDS and, of course, sexually transmitted infections. Florida, where I live, the sexual activity rates are higher than national rates. Some statistics that I have here are students who reported ever having sex, students who have sex before the age of 13, and also having been pregnant or gotten someone pregnant. Florida also ranks sixth in adolescent pregnancies and second highest in AIDS diagnosis rates. So in response to these outcomes and the increased sexual activity that they've been monitoring, sex education programs have been deployed. And this isn't recent, this has happened a while ago. Something interesting about Florida, as well as some other states, is that state statute mandates HIV education for them to talk about that. But it also requires abstinence-only education when they do. So they don't talk about contraceptives and so on, even though they are required to talk about HIV education. So the objectives of this study was to determine whether gender differences in sexual risk behaviors exist among adolescents in South Florida, and also to determine whether gender-specific patterns of sexual risk behaviors are associated with ever having been taught about HIV/AIDS in school. Now, why South Florida? Florida participates in the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, or the YRBS, which is designed by the CDC but administered by the state. And it looks at priority health risk behaviors, which includes sexual risk behaviors. They do ask several questions about sexual risk behaviors. However, there are five counties in Florida that are not included in the state-level data collection. Three of those counties are Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, which make up what we call South Florida. And as you can see on the little chart there, that really, really dark area in the south part of the state, those are those three counties, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. These areas also make up the top three areas for HIV/AIDS and STI cases among adolescents and young adults in Florida. So again, this is a high prevalence area, but this area is not included in the state level data for the CDC YRBS. So I thought it was important that this area be looked at, to highlight this area and to look at sexual risk behaviors and the effects of sexual health education or HIV education in this highly HIV STI prevalent area. For this study, I used the Youth Risk Behavior Survey. I was able to get district-level data because it's funded from the CDC directly. These school districts are funded directly from the CDC to administer the YRBS. So the three counties, again, are Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, which collectively the combined data is for South Florida data. Participants were 9th through 12th grade students in public schools that completed the questionnaire. And again, it's an 87-item questionnaire. They ask different things from injury, alcohol and drug use behaviors, but they also ask about sexual risk behaviors. The total sample was 5,258, again, combined data sample. Students who did not provide answers to questions on age, gender, ethnicity, and grade level were excluded. Also, students who didn't answer questions regarding sexual activity and receipt of HIV education were also excluded from this study. And the questions for that were, have you ever been taught about AIDS or HIV infection in school? And have you ever had sexual intercourse? Those students who didn't answer those were excluded from the study. The demographic characteristics that were available by the from the YRBS were age, gender, grade level, ethnicity, and I categorize these into Hispanic, Black or African American, white, and then others. The other category, there was small samples from American Indian, Alaska Natives, Asians, Native Hawaiians, and so on, and multiple ethnicity non-Hispanics. So those were combined because their numbers were too small to be in their categories alone. My dependent variable was receipt of HIV/AIDS education. Again, the question was, have you ever been taught about AIDS or HIV infection in school? And the responses were dichotomized to yes, I have, or no, I have not. My independent variables were sexual risk behaviors and outcomes. Again, all measures were coded dichotomously, yes or no. And the response yes was coded for those that responded to ever having sexual intercourse, ever been forced to have sexual intercourse, sexual debut before the age of 13, having four or more lifetime sexual partners, having one or more partners in the last 3 months, indicating recent sexual activity, using drugs or alcohol prior to last intercourse, and not using a condom at last sexual intercourse. For my analyses, I used chi-squared and Kruskal-Wallis ANOVA to compare differences in the categorical and ordinal variables. And I used logistic regressions using backward elimination in order to look at the receipt or correlates in the receipt of HIV education. Adjusted odds ratios were reported and with their confidence intervals as well. So looking at some characteristics of the survey participants, again, my interest is to look at gender differences, so the analyses were done separately for girls and boys. The majority of the participants were Hispanic and had received HIV/AIDS education in school. The mean age of students was 16, and the mean grade was 10th grade. Another interesting thing at the bottom was that most but not all students received HIV education. So it was 89% for females and 86% for boys, and that was not statistically different. Okay, looking at sexual risk behavior outcomes by gender. I don't know if you can see them, but the little stars indicate that the variable was significant. So I'll go over them just in case you can't read that far. But more boys than girls reported ever having sex, having sexual initiation before the age of 13, having four or more sexual partners, and having or engaging in drug or alcohol use before last sex. And more girls than boys reported history of forced sex and condom non-use. And all of those variables were statistically significant, or the gender differences were statistically significant, except for the recent sexual activity, which was had one or more partners in the last 3 months. Okay, now looking at girls and risk behaviors associated with receipt of HIV education among girls. Again, this was done separately for boys and girls. For girls, in the first column, the stars indicate the significance from the bivariate analysis, so those that were associated with HIV education. So we had age, we had having sex before age 13 years, having four or more sexual partners in their lifetime, and also having drugs or alcohol before last sex. Those were associated with HIV/AIDS education. For the adjusted odds ratios in the logistic regression, again, I use backward elimination. Having sex before the age of 13 was almost five times, these answers were coded for no. So the question was if they ever had sex, and the answer would be no. So these were coded for no responses to the questions and yes to the HIV education. So how we would look at this for that 4.73 and having had sex before age of 13, that would be students who reported not engaging in early initiation of sex were more likely to have HIV education. And the one at the bottom, girls who did not have drugs or alcohol before last sex were 2 times more likely to have had HIV education. For boys, the ones that were significantly associated with HIV education were age, ever having sex, ever being forced to have sex, having sex before the age of 13 years, having 4 more sexual partners in their lifetime, having recent sex or 1 or more partners in the last 3 months, using drugs or alcohol before last sex, and condom use at last sex. Boys who did not have a history of forced sex were 2 times more likely to have had HIV education, and boys who had early sexual initiation were almost 3 times as likely, and boys who had used drugs or alcohol before last sex, who had not used drugs or alcohol before last sex were 2 times as likely to have had HIV education. Okay, so this study explored whether gender-specific patterns of sexual risk behaviors are associated with ever having been taught about HIV/AIDS in school among adolescents who participated in the 2009 YRBS in these 3 South Florida districts that I talked about. Although most students had had HIV/AIDS education in school, there were higher prevalence of all but one sexual risk behavior was observed among males and females. More females than males reported condom non-use at last sexual intercourse. And boys and girls who reported having sex before the age of 13 were more likely not to have been taught about HIV/AIDS in school. Boys who had been forced to have sex and use drugs and alcohol before last sex were also more likely not to have received AIDS education in school. Some limitations of this study, first and foremost, there was no indication on the YRBS when they had had HIV/AIDS education. It could have been in high school, it could have been in middle school, but there's not an indication of when on there. This was a cross-sectional design, so causality cannot be inferred. Also, since we're working with adolescents, their answers could have denoted social desirability. And since we're looking at 3 different counties or 3 different school districts, HIV education the content could have differed in quantity and quality and context, timing, etc. The instrument also doesn't define exactly what sexual intercourse is, whether it's oral, anal, or vaginal, and they don't talk about types of sexual partners either. This study has implications for prevention efforts among students in South Florida and can have implications for the design of prevention programs, tailoring them to specific genders, and addressing locally relevant data.